Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started. What's up, Girls Night gang, and welcome to a brand new episode of Girls Night with your girl, Alexis Waters. Today, I am joined by the fabulous Astrid Wendt, where we are catching up on all things Bravo. Astrid, are you ready? How have you been? What's going on?
My life has been so busy since I've come back from Mexico. I had like 6 days in between that and leaving for Charlotte again. August has hand, foot, mouth, which is the most disgusting little sickness I've ever heard about. So yesterday I finally just like sat down when the kids went to sleep. Kevin was at work. I caught up on all things Bravo. And it was very therapeutic. So I'm very excited to chat.
Okay, first things first, what the hell is hand and foot mouth?
It's so gross. We keep calling it ass, face, foot. Basically, there's no treatment for it. It's very highly congested. Like, it's very,
what's the word?
Contagious. And they just get these, like, gross little dots and scabs on their hands, feet and mouth. And I'm like, you couldn't have called it anything more original or exciting. So it's just called hand, foot, mouth. There's nothing to do but just like, don't touch me. Sanitize and wash your hands.
You want to know what that, like the first thing that popped up in my head was? The Homeless Not Toothless Foundation. I don't know why. But that was the first thing that popped up. Well, I hope Augie is doing better. I love him so much.
He's better. He's way better. But like, I was out of town with Nash, so Kevin was on his own dealing with hand, foot, mouth.
I'm going to have to Google this after because I'm very intrigued. Like, I need a visual. You know what I mean? Okay. Poor little Augie.
It's gross.
He's so cute though. He's so cute. Regardless of the hand, foot, mouth, he's a stunning kid. Okay. First up, how do we go from hand, foot, mouth to the Homeless Not Toothless Foundation? Okay. Let's start with the highlights of last night's episode of Vanderpump Rules. So last time we talked, Sandoval was not on any episode. Like, he was just coming back in. That was the last time we talked. So now on Vanderpump, he's trying to make his way back into the group. And clearly it's not going well, obviously. And the episode last night starts off with, like, Lisa meeting up with Sheena and Lala to talk about Sandoval's mental health situation. And how she kind of feels bad for him because of her brother. And what did you think about that situation? I know we start.
Oh, it's
hard.
Like kind of like really heavy, right?
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, it's like your mental health is so important.
So important.
And I think that's like one thing that none of us can truly like understand is like everyone just hated him and was on him. So like no matter what he did, it's like that would be a lot for anybody to deal with and to feel like everyone just kind of hates you.
Yeah.
So it's like obviously his mental health and thoughts of suicide is like not a joking matter at all. So I'm glad they're taking it serious.
Yeah, I agree because I'm like, I understand, like I can't even imagine like the whole world hated you because of something that was horrible, we all know, but nothing like he didn't kill somebody, you know, like.
No, and it's like it happens all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's what I was saying.
People cheat all the time. They don't become the most hated person.
In America. And it just like, I feel like social media was just like on a whole nother level with it. Like the president even talked about it, you know, like it was a thing. So Sheena and Lala kind of like, I feel like they start thinking about, okay, I see another side. Because, I mean, obviously, Lisa Vanderpump's brother and Sandoval are two different people, but I understand where she's coming from because Sandoval and Lisa Vanderpump had a sit down and Sandoval was saying how he was having thoughts of suicide and stuff. So I think Lisa is trying to rally up the group and it's a lot. It's heavy. It's heavy.
Well, it must be like super triggering for Lisa because I'm sure there are conversations she looked back on after her brother passed away where she feels like
she should have.
Oh, if I would have done something. So this to her, like whether Sandoval is 100% being truthful there, whether it's like that's his way to get back. It doesn't matter. It's like, you have to take it serious no matter what.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Lisa is being that voice. And I love that the girls are like understanding that it is really serious. Like Sheena obviously is the best because somehow it's about her.
I know.
I'm like, Sheena, this is not your thing and your trauma, but she somehow is like, Lisa is telling him how he's suicidal and Sheena's like, yeah, but he didn't text me back.
I know.
Sheena, calm down. I love she's you, like, but like, this is not about you.
He's like, she's like, he is playing into the villain mentality and like kind of eating it up. And then he calls Lala, like, Sandoval is not making a good, he's not making a good.
He's not helping himself.
He's not That's helping himself because like, he's calling other so people out.
For sure. It's like, I feel so bad for him when Lisa's bringing that stuff up. But then there were like so many moments throughout the episode, like when he was talking to Schwartz and Joe, you know, where I'm just like, wait, but like, okay, you are an idiot. And also, if things are like, you know, like if you are having those types of thoughts, it's like, maybe step away. Maybe go and help yourself. Like, do what Raquel is doing. It's like, maybe this is not the best environment for you because it's going to be toxic because you're on a show where you're talking about your lives. So like, you have to talk about it. So please like go take care of yourself, but also like, he's such a narcissist.
I know.
He's not able to step away.
He's not. That's what I mean. Like, it's like, I do feel bad. Like, nobody deserves to have those thoughts. Everybody like should take into consideration his mental health. I really do believe that. Like, I started crying when they were at Lisa Vanderpump's house. Like, I dead ass was crying. But if you think about it, like when she was like putting the flowers together, it was so dramatic. The scene, and like, it was just like, I just one day would love to go to Lisa Vanderpump's house. Like, that would be our dream. And it'll happen to Astrid and I. It will happen. I believe it. But I just think what Lisa's doing, I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to need to film together. Like, they all are on the show together. So this is going to have to be talked about sooner or later, you know? Okay. Then let's move on. Let's go on to some lighter things, which I don't even know if this is lighter, but like then there was a scene that it's Billy Lee. Billy Lee and Tom Sandoval go to this place in West Hollywood to do a cold plunge. And I don't know what it was, but it was the funniest scene ever.
It was the music. They were like clowning him.
Yeah.
Like, they are literally going from, let's talk about how this man is suicidal, to just editing where they're literally clowning him. I don't understand, but it was amazing. Do you not feel like the editing is so much better this season?
They
somehow understood the assignment fully and were like, we got to come back with a bang because people are about this. And it's so good this season.
So good. Like, I was watching last night's episode and I was so in it. Like, the editing, it just not like every scene is just, I love the show so much. Okay. So, why do I keep saying Tommy Lee? Billy Lee and Sandoval have like a heart to heart. Billy Lee is like the only one I feel like in Tom Sandoval's corner that like was around before all this, you know?
Yeah.
And Sandoval says that he is still in love with Raquel, which I don't know what to believe at this point because I feel like at this point in filming, they were still thinking that Raquel was coming back. So I don't know what I'm thinking here. You know what I mean?
Agreed. And I feel like after hearing things Ariana said and after hearing what Raquel said, that's like the part where it's so hard for me to believe anything Sandoval says because everyone has said he's manipulative. He like plays into what his storyline is going to be.
Yeah.
And when I see his scenes with Billy Lee, which is obviously the only person who wants to film with him.
Yeah.
It's like, this is where we're getting like, his narrative that he wants to tell us. And I just like don't know if I am fully believing anything he says.
When he talks about Raquel, like I don't know what it is, but I really don't believe him. I don't know. I truly think they thought that Raquel was coming back and that was gonna like they were gonna be like the love story.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us, Astrid. We're always on the same page. Me and Astrid will text each other and she'll just say like one thing about Bravo and we have the same thoughts about everything. But
it is wild.
It is. It's insane. We share the same brain. Okay. Then Allie and James have a pool party, which James...
Love them. I am watching from purely Allie and James. It's
me
like
too.
Him explaining how hard it is for him to host a party is such comedic relief. Like, did you ever think that there would be a time in your life where out of everyone on Vanderpump Rules, you want to hang out with James the most?
No.
Like, because that's where I'm at.
I know.
I want to go to their house. I want to play with the cats, with the dog, go to the pool. Like, I want to bring my kids over.
Okay. We finally.
Allie, again, is lovely.
Okay. We finally have to agree to disagree here. I wouldn't want to play with the cats, but I would definitely want to hang out with them together. They are just like James is insane. James is just on a whole nother level. I don't know if he's sober because that one scene he was like chugging something.
I think it was a THC drink.
Oh, okay. Good.
California sober.
Oh, okay. Good. Good thing you clear that up. But yeah, he had to go to Target. He had to go to Home Depot. It was a whole
he had to
day.
Buy a barbecue so he could barbecue.
Why do I love this man?
When he said I had to buy 12 towels, I was dying laughing.
And then he like takes the hose and starts squirting Allie. Like he acts like a 12-year-old boy, but I fucking love him.
I love it. And she's so perfect for him. Like
so
she just
perfect.
Balances it out so nicely. And when you see the flashbacks on the episodes with him and Raquel, you can now see like really bad match. And you see him with Allie and they just mesh so well. She just doesn't take him serious, but she stands her ground.
Yeah. I just adore Allie. Like, I love everything she says. I love everything she does. She's just so cute. And I'll just never forget the fact that she's answered my DM. Okay. So at the pool party too, Schwartz and Lala like had like a really good conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, it made me realize like maybe these people are kind of mature.
Yeah, they are.
And they've grown.
Yes, Lala, this episode, I know you talked, last time we talked, you were like, I don't know if I'm going to like Lala this season, but I liked her this episode. I feel like you could see her growth. You could see her working on herself, which is good. And like half of them are like kind of getting sober. And if you think about it, like, I think that's a good thing. Like they've been drinking.
I think that's like half of their problem, right?
Yeah.
It's like when you are not clear mentally, you don't behave the way you would, right? So it's like that's when they get in these fights and they cheat and they do all this great, which we appreciate because we get to watch it. But like it's kind of nice seeing them grow up. Like,
yeah.
I totally agree. And I think in that conversation too, it made me realize like people are giving Schwartz so much shit, but like I have so much respect for him because it would be so hard to just say, you know what, screw Sandoval, I'm going to be friends with all of my friends. But he is being so loyal. And when he says, like, he's my family, I respect that he is sticking by him. Like, that's a true friend. That's somebody I would want to be friends with.
I'm like, I couldn't agree with you more because I'm telling you, I can never hate Schwartz. Like, he will do anything. I don't know what it is. I mean, he's just a good guy. He reminds me of my dad. Like, when Lala was saying that, Schwartz reminded him of her dad last night. And like the people pleasing and trying to be like the yes man to everybody is not a good look. Like it kind of like brought me back to my dad because my dad is a people pleaser too. And he does everything for everybody. And it just like, it was a very good conversation. Like I was like, oh, you know.
Agreed.
They're
I
growing
loved
up. It. My Vanderpump Rules crew is growing up even though they're older than me. Like what is happening? Okay, then we move on. We meet Joe. What's going on?
Sorry, I'm getting my notes. And
oh,
then
yeah,
I realized,
oh, yeah.
How am I gonna, I need my notes so I can like see what kind of thoughts I had when I was watching this, but I'm on my phone.
Is this mom brain? Do you have mom brain? I don't know what kind of brain I have.
I don't have any kind of brain the last like 10 days. Like
yeah.
I got puked on yesterday and then Augie screamed at me for just like the entirety of the day and my baby doesn't sleep. So like I don't have a brain.
I'm so glad you're here with me because I don't
it's empty.
Yeah. I thought you get older and wiser. I'm going the opposite route. I'm getting older, but slower. Okay, so we finally meet Joe, which like I was very excited about. I feel like they didn't give her a lot of time because didn't she come out with a like social media post? She was like, "Hey guys, I'm Joe. I'm really weird. It was very uncomfortable, but."
Yeah, you know she tried to get, like, involved in the drama a little bit. Like, yeah. I don't fully remember. But I do remember when the rumors were going around that he was
sleeping with her. But like, dating her. She's known to be, right, like, she's Kristen Doty's best friend, like, ex-best friend. Oh, right. Yes. Right. Weird. So, I know. Weird. One day, I just want all the Vanderpump people to maybe, like, live in separate areas and not fornicate anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very long, long maybe social experiment.
Their 50s.
Yeah, maybe. They're getting there. They're getting there. And, like, the Valley's coming out with Jax and Brittany and, like, and Jasmine.
Are you gonna watch?
Jasmine is on the show.
Oh, right. So we have to watch.
Yeah, we have to watch.
I just don't know if I'm capable of having Jax back on my TV screen.
Me neither. I don't know.
Like Brittany all day. I want to see her. I want to see her as a mom because that's what I'm loving about Sheena.
Yes.
And Lala. Like I love seeing that aspect. But I mean, I know I'm going to watch. I don't know why I'm pretending I'm not.
What are you talking about? But okay, so we finally meet Joe, Tom Schwartz, and Sandoval all go by Tom Schwartz's house. And Sandoval is just like, saying how Sheena and Lala are using him for clickbait by like, I'm like, dude, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way.
Well, just like a 40 something year old man, the first thing that comes out of your mouth saying like, you're welcome for giving you content. I'm like, this is your problem. You are not living in reality. Like this is bigger than content and the show. It's like, this is your life. Like get a grip.
I know.
And it's hard to root for him.
I know. Cause like, after the Lisa Vanderpump sit down, I kind of had like my heart open. Then we saw the cold plunge. Then I was like, okay.
Okay. Like he just came back from filming Special Forces. Yeah. So he's just like putting himself through pain.
Yeah. Just keep doing your thing. And then like he's still in love with Raquel. And he has so much Botox that like you can't even not judging. I love Botox. But I can't – he doesn't really have any facial expressions. You know what? If you notice that – like his
eye. He looks so like
yeah, like he's like a wax. He's like a kind of like a wax museum yeah. guy. So he he says that like Lala and Sheena are using him for podcast money and all this stuff. And Tom Schwartz is like, dude, this energy is not gonna help you in any way. Because Tom Schwartz is trying to plan a trip to Lake Tahoe with everybody, which like I feel like they do every season. They're like, you know,
forced hangout.
Let's all go here. Yeah, forced hangout. And
but see, then during that scene again, like you see Schwartz as being a really good friend. Like
I know.
He is trying to steer him in the right direction, and it just shows like that Sandoval is just fully lost and like a little bit narcissistic because he is not. He's unable to comprehend other people's perspective. Like, he is only seeing his point of view.
Yeah.
He's not able to see anybody else's.
I know. I mean, that's...
And it's like, you are getting mad at people for doing podcasts and all of this. It's like, let's just remember, during this time, he was, like, on tour, just, like, on stage, screaming ridiculous things. It's like, who are you to, like, talk shit about them?
Schwartz's mom has got it going on.
It's like, that's happening during this time. So, like... That has to be taken into consideration.
And him and Raquel are like sending like post-it notes. I mean, not
postcards.
Postcards back and forth. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't see, he's only look like he's just trying to deflect and blame everybody else.
Yeah.
It's so scary. I said this
therapist.
When.
Like he needs to go to therapy. I know. That's what Sheena said.
Oh, what did you think about, Ariana, like how Sheena went up to Ariana and Katie at the pool party and said that Lisa Vanderpump was trying to tell them to ease up on Sandoval. I forgot to mention that. So
I can see why Ariana doesn't want to. I think she's the only person who gets to just like hate him for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And it's like, that it is what it is.
And I remember Ariana like had, she was struggling with her mental health so bad, and everybody was kind of just saying how she was a wet blanket, all this stuff. Like, I think it was season five. Imagine I was spot on. I know exactly the season. It was a season. she was going through it. She was just like, I don't feel happy. She had a heart to heart with
Sandoval. She had like body issues too.
It was, and everybody was saying how she was like negative and boring and not that, like, I just, and then now it's like, we have to take into consideration Tom Sandoval's mental health, but she's like, nobody gave me slack back then. She didn't say that, but I'm just, that's what my thought was too.
Yeah.
Look at me. Like, I'm like a Vanderpump. Like, I'm a Vanderpump Rules connoisseur.
Yeah. Sheena is just gonna Sheena, you know? She's gonna somehow make this about herself, and I love it. You know, I love her for it. It's like she really hasn't, like, it's like she's changed and she's grown, but she's like, she's still just our girl Sheena. She's just,
I know.
Love her.
I love her. And okay, last episode, side note, the scene at the end of the episode.
I have this written down in my notes. When they're talking about the Y2K fashion.
Astrid.
Like, are they good? You look like Shania Twain riding in on a horse.
But like her mannerisms and everything, it was just so funny because like she didn't take her sunglasses off. At one point in her life, she really truly believed that she looked like Britney Spears. Like that was probably
– She kind of did in that
she
moment.
Did. She
like I literally watched it. I was like, I kind of see what she was talking about.
But like, he was like, yo, are you going for the Y2K look? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, I love these people so much.
But again, this is where I realized like he is not living in like a full reality, because it's like, this is the first thing you're going to say to her in a conversation after you just betrayed everyone's trust, ignored her text message, and just blew up everyone's life. Like, this is how we're starting the combo. It's like, not like, wait. No, don't be so casual.
I think the first line he said was, you look like you just pulled up in a Shania Twain music video.
Yes, on a horse.
I forgot the horse part.
I mean, it's like the show is truly a gift.
It is. It really is. I feel like also, like, I'm going through so much in my own life that when I'm watching this, like, it makes me feel so much better.
It's like it's all going to be okay. And you are- I could be cold plunging with Billie Lee, 47 years old, wearing Y2K fashion.
Hey, I have a little chest pain. I can live with it. Okay. Then.
What's a little hand, foot, mouth? Nothing.
What's a little? Okay, I didn't even know what I was going to say there. I was going to say something really dirty, but I'm maturing in my life. Just like Lala, Alexis is maturing as well. At the end of the episode.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary, limited time offer, terms apply.
So James reconnects with Graham Cracker, the mini Lovely. Doodle that Raquel and James shared. Lisa Vanderpump, I don't know how Graham fell on her lap.
I think it's just because she is in the adoption business, you know? Yeah. Somebody must have realized that's Graham, which is like amazing. Like that would be us if we worked at the vet or the shelter or whatever. We'd be like, oh my God, it's Raquel's dog.
We would know. We would know.
So, it was truly beautiful. Like, I'm so, like, him getting emotional over it, I'm like, this is so sweet.
I know. Because I love James so much. I truly love him so much. I think that him skipping into the, like, West Hollywood sidewalk, like, was just beautiful, you know? Mm-hmm. But at this point, too, I still think that they thought that Raquel was coming back. Like, if they were going to bring the, you know? Or no.
But how cruel that she did this. Like, wait, I just can't even imagine that.
Wait, what did she do?
Well, I think she just brought him to a shelter, or did she like leave him with her family and then she went to rehab and her family was like, this dog is crazy. I know he has issues with biting.
Yeah.
I remember Ariana said that last season too, because she was talking shit about the dog to talk shit about Raquel, which is like such a diss.
I know. She was like, and that dog is a terror. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. That is not okay.
So I don't know who brought the dog to a shelter, but obviously somebody just got rid of the dog, which makes me think, like, ultimately it's her dog, it's her responsibility. And so, like, that to me is like, that shows me what kind of person she is. Like, I would never abandon my dogs.
I know.
But again, maybe her mental health was just like not, maybe she was just not capable of even taking care of herself. So she's like, I can't with the dog. So,
well, I'm happy that Graham has
who am I to judge? I've been judging for the last 20 minutes, but who am I to judge?
I know. But we're just having fun. It's girls' night. You know, it's just God. We're just talking
like,
shit.
Like, nothing we're saying should be taken seriously or literal. Like, this is all just chit chat.
Yeah, we're just chit chatting over here. Like, don't come at us. We're just.
We're not saying we're right. This is just what's in our head.
We're just two girls chit chatting. You know, that's just what we do. Okay, so that's a wrap on Vanderpump Rules. Do you want to chat Beverly Hills really quick? Even though, Astrid, I must say, it is not my favorite season. It's my least favorite season to look at.
I honestly think if it wasn't for the Kyle and Mauricio stuff that's going to be discussed, I don't know that I'd be watching. Like, I don't know how much I'd be watching. It's like I'm doing it out of loyalty to the franchise.
Same.
But they need a reboot of some sort. Like, let's get this Kyle Mauricio stuff done and then let's do a reboot like New York. Like, I think it's time.
I think that Kyle might not be coming back. That's what I mean, I didn't read anything, I didn't see anything, but I think for her, I think this is her last season. I don't know what it is, but this is, I mean,
what else is there left to say? She's given us everything. She has fought with her sisters. She has had every issue possible. Her friend passed away. Her marriage is fought. Like, what is there left to share? Like, let her just live in peace.
Yeah, I agree. She really did give us all. So the ending, I'm excited for the finale.
Okay.
It's tonight. Oh my
this
God.
Is the finale? Like, this is the last episode?
Yeah, tonight is the finale.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because they talk about the Mauricio stuff. Okay, here are my notes on Beverly Hills, okay?
Yeah, shoot them to me.
One, Anne-Marie. My only note about that is Big Rach hangs out with her. So, like, she can't be that terrible if our friend is friends with her.
That is
but
true.
On the show, I don't enjoy her.
Yeah. Agreed.
Have you talked to Big Rach about Anne-Marie?
I have.
Because I'm going to text her and ask because I'm curious.
Yeah. We got to Big Rach has some explaining to do, because Anne-Marie on Beverly Hills, the esophagus storyline was the worst storyline ever. But also when she was there for Crystal after Crystal and her had some beef, I opened up a little bit to Anne-Marie. But overall,
But you're in the medical field. That's what I would expect. It's like when in Miami they had the thing. Gertie had the thing. And of course Nicole's going to step in because she understands it. It's like, that's your oath.
Yeah.
That's like, you swear, you put your hand on the Bible for that, right?
I agree. You're right.
Okay, so here's my other thought. The flashbacks, when they were going through the Erica apology and she was asking for an apology. These flashbacks of these women, it's like they have all been denying Ozempic use, but seeing them last season to this season, they all are like half the size. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know.
Like Sutton is like tiny. Erica is tiny. Kyle is not drinking anymore, so I fully believe
that. And she works out. And
Dorit just has like always killed it.
Yeah.
Was that not crazy for you to see?
I mean, Erica, I see it the most, and it's like even Lala on Vanderpump. I don't know who's on it. I mean, I'm not judging.
I think that's like stress of motherhood. Like, I feel like it's like a weird. Like, I feel like when you become a mom, it just goes one of two ways. You know, like I feel like I had that with Augie, where like I all of a sudden got so skinny because I just like
have to deal with
I was
hand
just running
and feet.
After a child. But I feel like with the Beverly Hills, yeah, hand, foot, mouth, ass, face, feet. Okay, and then that was really it. That's how Beverly
I know.
Hills was like not different
I know.
For me. That was my only note. That, and I can't wait to see the Kyle Mauricio conversation.
Astrid, my notes for Beverly Hills was, okay, so let's chat Beverly Hills. What are your thoughts? Nothing underneath.
Yeah. I think the flashbacks was like really like, whoa. But isn't that crazy? The finale is this like today. What have we been watching?
I know, that's what I mean. I'm thinking about it. Okay, we had a little tease with Morgan Wade and Kyle. Like, what was going on there?
Yeah.
They didn't really like specify anything. Nothing really happened. It was just like...
No. No good fights, nothing.
Nothing.
Sutton freaking out in Vegas. Like, it's really just been Sutton, like, giving us
then,
a little
okay,
bit of something.
Erica at that dinner with the Merce in the purse was kind of funny, but, like, nothing
yeah,
was like
but again,
that.
Nothing.
Like, when I tell you,
the season won't give us anything to remember, really, other than however it ends with Kyle Mauricio. Like, the reunion will be, like, interesting again for that too, because we'll get like the most up-to-date info, but like who's even going to be yelling at each other at the reunion? Like, are we gonna have to talk about the esophagus again? Is that it?
Not the esophagus,
you know? It's disappointing.
I know that's why I was like, do you want to talk about Beverly Hills? Because Beverly Hills this season was not it. This was the first season that I was like not even excited to like go on the Bravo app and watch the new episode. Like, and while I was watching the new episodes, I was on my phone.
It's like the last thing I watch.
Yeah, me.
It's like the last of when I'm catching up. I'm like, oh, I guess Beverly Hills is left. Like, I put it on while I'm like doing stuff. Like, I don't even like sit down
fully
and
pay
I'm,
attention.
Like, present.
No, I agree. Same. I'm like, I'm sad about the Kyle and Mauricio thing. Like, I feel like I love them so much, but
so much.
Like season one, he will never emotionally fulfill you.
I know. I just rewatched that too.
Shut
so it's pretty
up.
Wild. And then also his show is coming back. The one Melissa is on.
Yes, Buying Beverly Hills.
Buying Beverly Hills. So I saw a teaser where they talk about it on that show. So I wonder if that'll give us more information. But then it just feels like now they're just using this to make money. And it's just like,
Guys, don't
do that to like this beautiful relationship you had for so long.
But at the same time, we're going to watch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, what are your thoughts on Miami?
Miami. Okay, I love Miami. Like, ever since it came back, I am all about Miami. I love their clothes. I love the style. I love the group.
Agreed.
I love all things all Miami. Them. Some people were saying that Miami wasn't good this season. I was like, this is, I'm obsessed with, I think it's funny. I think the fights are good. I think
the outfits are so good. I just love their style.
Yeah, I love their style. And there's just like the dynamic of women is just, I love them all. You know what I mean? Like
that they can fight, but you can tell they are having fun, which
yes.
I feel like Beverly Hills has lost that. It's like, they're not having fun with each other. It's like depressing. Miami, they will be screaming at each other, and then all of a sudden, everyone is dying laughing. Like, when they were doing the penis thing, and they were hitting each other with the penises and putting the faces in the cakes, I was laughing so freaking hard. It was amazing.
No.
And like they said, that the only things we can agree on is money and dick. And I'm like, this is amazing.
No, Kiki has me like laughing out loud. So, okay, let's just give
funny.
A little rundown of what's happening in Miami. Larsa, Larsa is dating Marcus Jordan. For those of you who don't know, Larsa Pippen is dating Marcus Jordan, who is Michael Jordan's son. Larsa Pippen was married to Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan are a dynamic duo in the NBA history. They are the top two. Like, nope, it's Jordan and Pippen. Like, they are the you know, for her to even like,
insinuate that they weren't that close. It's like, what are you talking about? They played on a team together and were like,
yeah,
like Gronk and Tom Brady. It's like Kelce and Mahomes. It's the duo.
Astrid, I'm so proud of you. I love when you sports talk to me. I'm so proud. So all of a sudden on Super Bowl, she had to drop this on Super Bowl. Her and Larsa and Marcus broke up. And I've been like kind of doing a little research, and I heard it was kind of for publicity, like Marcus Jordan and Larsa.
You sent me the podcast that Alexis did with what's her name?
Alexia
Marisol.
Yeah.
Alexia and Marisol, and they were saying they feel used because they all checked in on her. And then they were out to dinner like 3 days later, and they feel like it was all fake.
Yeah.
Which like 100% it was.
And I was watching Watch What Happens Live, and they said that like there was a different side of Marcus that you see on the reunion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like he like gets into it with someone, with one of the ladies?
He gets into it with one of the girls. That's what I heard. Allegedly.
See, you don't ever do that as a house husband.
No,
you don't
start
fighting with the women.
But Marcus Jordan was on Watch What Happens Live, and he was like very smooth. Like I really enjoyed him. Even on Real Housewives of Miami, I feel like every time he was in a seat, he was very cool, calm, and collected, like very mature.
Larsa, I'm just like, the way she talks about him.
Bizarre
it's like
to me.
It's so wild.
It is like this woman is going through something, and she's like, shut up, focus on your health, focus on your health. I'm like, Larsa,
Larsa is like truly one of those people who just lives in her own bubble, and she is unable to like think about like other people.
Her and Sandoval should date.
Was it this episode, this last episode where Gertie pulls her wig off of an argument, or is that next?
That's next week.
Because when I saw that, I literally thought to myself, this would be me if I had cancer. Like, same. I feel like if you have cancer and you're losing an argument, you just play the cancer. Like, you would just get to play the cancer card for everything. Like, it would not matter. If you have cancer, you get to do whatever you want to do.
I would just never fight with somebody with cancer. Like, you know, like Larsa is like talking about how like Larsa, Gertie was like talking shit about her. I don't know. Larsa is, like you said, in her own world. But then how do you feel about the Lenny and what's her name? Oh my God. My brain just.
What is her name? Lenny and
Lisa.
Monkey. I love that Marisol calls her a little monkey. I think it's so cute.
Me too, because they've also been friends for 10 years. So you can see.
Like,
and even Adriana and them like all hated each other. And then now like they're all just like taking her as she is. But okay, Lisa and Monkey. I mean, Len.
So Lisa is just like, don't think Lisa. I think Lisa has been so privileged for so long. She just like cannot even grasp the idea that like there are so many bigger issues in this world. Like obviously this is like the worst to her, but I can see why the girls are all kind of like fed up.
Yeah.
Because she does talk. That's the only thing she still is talking about. You know, there's not. And even if she's like, oh, I'm doing my own business, she somehow brings it back.
I know.
To the whole Lenny situation.
Yeah.
Which, like, of course, it has rocked her world. It's terrible. He screwed her over. Awful. But, like. You're going to get millions and live a very nice life for a really long time. So it's like, I feel very bad for you. But, like, people who are having to, like, leave a bad marriage with $5 to their name, if even. So it's like,
yeah,
okay, be just like a little bit more aware.
And just the fact that she doesn't ask about anybody else, like Kiki, she doesn't even know Kiki's daughter's
name. Not even
like,
her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows anything about her boyfriend. I think Jody's just there to be like her emotional support animal. It's wild.
Okay. Jody has a lot of Botox too, right? Like, Tyler is getting Botox right now, but like if he ever got to that level, like I would tell him to cut it off. Don't you think?
For sure.
Like Sandoval, I'm going to say one nice thing about Sandoval. His Botox is great. His face doesn't move. I get that. But he does look good for...
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's aged
really
okay.
Well. Like, and... But if Tyler ever got to the level that Jody's using, like, you don't... Yeah.
Like the wax figure look. Yeah. When you start looking waxy.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Last time I got Botox, I obviously can't do it while I'm pregnant or nursing, which has been like the last many years
of
my life.
You look so good though, Astrid. You look very good. Like your hair looks good. Your face looks good.
Oh, thanks. My hair is going to fall out. I don't even want to talk about it. But anyways, when I got Botox before the wedding, Kevin made fun of me for like 10 days straight until he got used to my face not moving, because he just told me I looked like shocked the entire time. I'm like, we're getting married in like 2 weeks, so this is how I'm going to look at our wedding and our wedding photos. Can you please not tell me that I'm looking scary?
You look so beautiful.
And you tell me
like,
I'm beautiful?
Take me back to the – like – Oh my God, I was going to say, you didn't have any kids at your wedding, but you did have Augie existence.
I did.
That was the best day ever.
But I am like, there's like two people when you have a wedding with kids. There's people who want their kid to be like involved in every single aspect of the wedding. And then there were people like me who I'm like, okay, ceremony, some photos, and then I need the babysitter to take you. And I just like, will not relax with you here. I'll want to take care of you. So yes. I need to remove you off of the premises and put you somewhere safe to go to sleep. Which is why you probably don't remember me having a kid at my wedding, because he was only there.
That's messed up that I completely forgot about him, because he did walk down the aisle. Like, I do remember that. And like, it was so cute. Like, okay, really quick. Last thought of the day. Lenny and Jody are paying for Monkey's apartment. Like, they're splitting the rent.
Unbelievable. I mean, good for her. She definitely knows how to live a certain lifestyle.
That was my last thought. Oh my God, this girl has her ex-husband and her new boyfriend of like 6 months paying for like, I think it was like $30,000 a rent. Insane. Okay.
I know, insane.
Back to your family.
Insane. I do have one more thought on Miami, actually.
Oh my God.
Nicole and her dad situation. Like, I feel like that is so wild. And I love that she shares all of that, because it's like, there's such a like big percentage of people that don't have those good relationships with your parents. And like, I love how vulnerable she is about all
of that. In my notes, I put, I'm obsessed with Nicole. Like, that was my only thought. Like, I think she's an amazing.
I love the way she dresses.
I love the way she dresses. I love her style. I love just like her mannerisms.
Her drive with
yes,
work.
I love her and her husband's dynamic. I love that he has a plane. You know, like all the things. I'm all about Nicole. And
love
I do
it.
Like how she talks about her dad and how he's dating like a – but I think he passed away. The dad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
oh
sad.
Oh, my God. I know. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Sorry. I just went really dark. But – I do like how she tried, and she, because last season she didn't even want to have a relationship with him. So it was good to see like her try and at least meet his girlfriend. And I know.
Oh, that's so sad that he passed away. So that makes my like next
yeah.
thought. I don't know if I should say
oh
it.
Oh my God.
I was
okay.
trying to
okay,
end well, it on a funny note, because I want to do a, I want the girls tonight gang to do a poll on like, do you call your father dad or daddy?
Yes, I do. Do daddy.
Yes, do daddy. Okay. And I just, to me, I think after a certain age, your dad should not be daddy anymore.
I know.
So like, I want to know where people lie. Like, do you call, is he dad or is
he like
daddy?
I like how you, Astrid, what would I do without you? Yes. Girls Night Gang, I'm going to post on my social media and say, do you call your father dad or daddy? That is amazing. Because I do daddy. What you do dad.
Because you and your dad have such a good relationship. And usually in my head, if you say daddy, it's like not a good relationship.
Yeah.
Like you have daddy issues. But like you have such a good dad. And I have such a weird relationship with my dad. So he's just father. I'm just kidding. But it just made me wonder, like, are you a dad or a daddy type of girl?
But Ashton, side note, your dad's hot. Oh. I remember. So I've
been told. He could be a daddy, but he's a dad.
I remember at Astrid's wedding, I was like, who's that guy? It was her dad, and he was hot. Okay. Astrid, thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. If you guys don't follow Astrid, her children, even though they have hand, foot, mouth, are the cutest kids ever. Like baby Nash. I can't.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Boy. Okay. I can hear him crying in the background.
I love you so much. Tell everybody where they can follow you, and we will chat soon. More Bravo breakout. More Bravo breakdowns to come. Where can they follow you?
Oh, follow me at Astrid Locke.
Are you ever going to change it? Probably not.
Instagram won't let me, so. That's oh, well.
Okay, I love you. Daddy, 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 daddy. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all-new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday, and make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind-the-scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at Hoonation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.